Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard. And I'm a bad boy.
It's Tom Petty bringing us back to 17 till the hour. Thank you very much. Joining me, thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check that out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. Jay Myers is here. Jay's a good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, founder and president of Interactive Solutions Incorporated. ISI-TN.com, if I remember correctly, Jay.
Actually, it's just ISITN.com.
Yeah. TN, no dash. All right, ISITN.com. That's Interactive Solutions Incorporated in Tennessee.com. He's out of Memphis, Tennessee. He's the author of the two outstanding books, award-winning books, Keep Swinging and Hitting the Curveball. In the last segment, Jay was talking to us about how his industry is being affected by technology, by a number of different things, by the economy, et cetera. And it's resulted in a flat industry. The video conferencing industry, it's resulted in a flat industry. And one of the issues that you want to talk about, Jay, is how you're keeping your people motivated when there's not as much excitement in the marketplace as there used to be.
Yeah, Jim, it's definitely a challenge. And in fact, when I had my strategic planning meeting last month, or actually early January, we were talking about it. And I was walking to the building and I speaking to my help desk manager, and I said, "This is the most challenging meeting I've had since I started the business back in 96. And I was talking about the fact that, you know, that we're trying to motivate in a flat market. And I think that in a couple of days, and I believe we made some progress here. I'm not going to tell you some sort of magical formula or whatever, but I think that what we did talk about was, you know, some basic things in terms of sustainability, excuse me, to have there be some pride in being able to keep the business moving forward, even if the growth percentages were sort of modest. You look back and see some of the companies that aren't doing anything, that maybe you're not even going to make it, you know, through the next year, and that feel good about the fact that in March of this year we'll be 19 years later. And in technology, that's a long time, man, so not right. Too bad. The other part of, though, too, Jim, in terms of planning, where can we grow our business? This is something that's interesting for your listeners out there. I think this is important. You got to look at and have different options for growth. You can't just be so single-minded focused and not have some backup plans. And so in our case, what we looked at was, if we're not going to look at product growth, we looked at some areas, where can we grow? And so after quite a bit of discussion and some looking at some statistics that were pretty much undeniable, our services area has been an area of some growth, and we decided to, in 2015, to feed that area and feed that growth. Frankly, from a bottom-line standpoint and the margin, it's twice the margin of the rest of the part of my business.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of goes without, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure it out that that would be a good area to focus on. So,
well,
by
and this
of
is
doing that.
This is you guys. Your response to what I said earlier in the previous segment, what I've been saying to my audience for several years now, and what I talk about in my book, it's okay to fall in love with what you do. You haven't abandoned the video business, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. And you've changed the way you go to market. You're changing the way you're prepared. You're willing to look at things that are the next way that your business needs to go to market. The old way is becoming dated, and when I say that, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about all of us.
Well, that's exactly right, Jim. But I think that, you know, for your listeners out there, this is something that's interesting that I think we came to the conclusion that was important, was that there's a new definition of success in 2015 for us. And by virtue of migrating to more services-based contracts, we're going to look at ourselves not in some sort of the revenue top-line growth and everything. We're going to look at the bottom line, the money in our pockets. which sounds very simplistic, but the reality of it is when your margins are twice as high in services as they are in the other part of your business, then you have to look at that.
See,
as
you sound like IBM. You sound like IBM 20 years ago.
Well, you know, if that's the case, and
that's exactly what IBM did. IBM discovered that in the early 90s when they realized they didn't need to be in the equipment business anymore. They need to be in the services business, and it literally saved the company.
Well, I think that it was a huge company and a great story and everything, and certainly a very well respected company. But I think in our case, it's generally sold a lot of equipment in 19 years. And many of these people out there have had different contracts, and we've paid some attention to that services, but maybe not as much as we should have. And so by virtue of this strategy, we're looking at anybody and everybody that's ever bought anything from us and going and revisiting that and saying, can we interest them in various service contracts? I'm excited about that because here's the thing. At that point, you can actually sell from a dollars-wise, maybe less, but be far more successful at that bottom line and manage it. And then, Jim, here's the other piece of it. This is interesting, I think, for your listeners. I've thought about this the last few years and been getting some feedback on this. Your small business owners out there that build up their services-based income, down the road, if they ever choose to and have an interest in selling their business, that's what people want to buy. They want to buy your services contracts and your
because it's recurring income.
Recurring monthly revenue, RMR. It's a big thing that was in my conference this last
week. Recurring revenue, that's right.
You betcha. Very important. So when you build up that part of your income, Jim, frankly, that's of a lot more interest for buyers out there than big-time revenue that may come in once every few years.
That's right. Rather than seeing your top line, you know, a big top line that's based on selling stuff, they'd rather see contracts, annual contracts with recurring revenue.
That's exactly right.
And remember, it's not what you make, it's what you keep, folks. Quick break, right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.